As we were hearing earlier on in Crime Beat, it is the 101st International Women's Day today. It's been marked since the early 1900s and since then has charted the changes in how women are viewed in society and to make sure that the future for girls is bright, equal, safe and rewarding. Lots of events going on around the county today and around the country and around the world as well. Let's talk to Kay White. Now, Kay's a best-selling local author, entrepreneur, running her own business, helping experienced women in business. So, Kay, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Do we really still need, then, in this day and age, International Women's Day? Surely you've come a heck of a long way.
We have, and of course there's always a way to go as well, and raising awareness for women and how they are coming across in the workplace is it's a huge thing today. I mean, as you said, there's a lot going on around the world, and that's a really good thing. It doesn't mean it's going to change everything overnight, of course. But it's great to highlight the importance that women play and you know, the vital role that women play.
Clearly, in some countries, there is a long way to go for women to get the sort of equality that we have in this country. So let's stick with this country for our conversation, if we can.
Of course. Because
women have come a long way when it comes to equality, but still we have men and women doing similar jobs, and in some cases, women not getting as much money. Still, there are professions, male-dominated professions. So do you think that there is still a way to go?
There's a long way to go. I mean, we have obviously come a long way. And one of the things I think that women particularly struggle with is balancing, having it all. You know, this idea that we can have it all. And, you know, to be the corporate executive who's, you know, forging ahead with her career, to be the mum, to be the wife, there's a lot that goes into that. And so I think a lot of women really struggle with having to be brilliant at all of it. And
well, they don't have to be. Men aren't brilliant. Men aren't brilliant at everything.
Exactly. I really encourage clients to think, you know, you've got to, what you say yes to on one part, in one part of your life, you're automatically going to say no to something else because there isn't enough of you to go around. So one of the things that I really encourage people to consider is, okay, so if you're going to prioritize at work, then you have to have some backup, some help, or let certain things go in your home life. Because you can't do it all.
Well, in the old days, you know, mum would be at home bringing up the kids, slippers by the fire, warming up for husband to come home, dinner on the table. Someone had to keep the house running. Now, in this day and age, that could be man or woman, and, you know, depending on the relationship, man and man, woman and woman. I mean, it's that flexible now. But someone has still got to keep the home fires burning, haven't they, in a relationship?
Of course. And I think how it's shared out now is much fairer. And I think the assumption that it's always going to be the woman. I mean, women play a vital role in how the families and the security and economic security for families. I mean, so many women work. They choose to work, and obviously a lot clearly have to keep the, you know, the finances going. And again, there's a choice in there to the extent to which, how much time it's going to take. But also you have to remember that you can't be at home baking cakes if you're sitting in a meeting and then someone doing the school run and, you know, all of these pieces. And this is where I think women get very frazzled. And often if it's assumed that they're going to be the breadwinning and looking after the family at home, something has to give. And a lot of women don't step up in their career because they think, hey, it's just too hard, just can't do it all.
Well, that's just the way it is, isn't it? I mean, it's the way nature is that women have the babies.
They do, and there is also the way of being able to get more balance and have more support, which is what I know it was in the news on the weekend that the EU Justice Commissioner is going to has introduced the idea that there will be quotas to put women into the boardroom if it doesn't happen more naturally, because, and that will involve a level of support that maybe isn't, or the flexibility that isn't automatic at the moment, that you're able to have flexible working hours, that you're able to and actually ask for it, not, you know, hope that it comes, actually expect that to be able to do that and be that person in the boardroom, you're going to have some flexibility to be able to be where you need to be.
But employers are increasingly more flexible, aren't they, to
get
the good people?
Yeah, I mean, much more. I mean, my own corporate career came from, working for Willis for a long time in the London office, and essentially a male environment, much more female now, but at the time, and there was the assumption that you would be there for as long as it took. You would be able to just stay if something needed to go out at 10 o'clock that night. Well, if you've got kiddies at home and nannies and things that need juggling, there has to be a it'll have to be done from home. I'll radio in when I'm home, and at the time, certainly for me, that wasn't easy.
The thing is, other workers who maybe don't have families or whatever would look at that and think, it's all right for her, she's working from home. Why can't I have flexible working as well?
Well, this is where, again, the company message to encourage that, and also to encourage that for men as well. A lot of men struggle not being able to be at home with their families. It's assumed that it's just a woman's struggle, if you like. Well, actually, it's not. It's very much a lot of men would like to be able to spend more time with their family, and I think it comes from the top, the corporate message being that we're going to support you to be able to do this.
I mean, so actually, we all, as a nation, we need to be more family friendly, and perhaps we're not at the moment.
I really think that's true, Mark.
Yeah,
definitely.
For both genders, yeah,
definitely, because it's assumed that hey, the girls, they all need to go home, and well, actually, what about me? Sometimes I want to be at home with my wife and children. I heard that a lot, but of course, it wasn't the kind of man up thing to necessarily say.
You do work with a lot of women. Are they still trying to be superwoman?
That's a great question. I would say in a yes or no, no more, because I believe now it's more accepted that, hey, you can't do all of those pieces.
There was a time a few years ago, wasn't there, where I'm going to do it all. I'm going to have a family, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to hit the ceiling and burst through it, I'm going to do everything.
Yeah, and still wear high heels and cook, a meal for my husband, the whole domestic goddess piece, which, as much as I love Nigella, I don't believe you can be, I really don't believe you can have it all. Something has to give, of course it does. So I think it's less so that women expect to be fabulous everywhere. You just have to go with good enough. I really believe that. You have to, so you don't bake the birthday cake, you buy a great one and you make sure you're there. You have to let something go.
So there wasn't an enormous amount of pressure, wasn't there, on women? You weren't seen to succeed unless you turn up for work with your power dressing on and
shoulder pads.
Yeah, the whole works, and you've just done cupcakes for everybody.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that definitely was a time, and one of the things actually that I think is one of the first things I encourage a client is, how, as a woman, how often are you actually asking if you can do stuff? How often are you actually asking versus assuming? So, assuming things and then being prepared to be flexible versus, is it okay if, can I just ask? Assuming that it's going to be okay to go and, pick your children up, or assuming it's going to be okay to go to sports day on that afternoon you need, assuming those things is a much more powerful way to approach them. And I think a lot of women still ask for permission. And my message is, you have it.
Loud and clear. you've got a website. What can we find on your website? It's wayforwardsolutions.com. Do you have any top tips on there then?
Well, what I do have on there, Mark, is a great gift for 1,200 positive and powerful words that you can use anywhere. Weave them through your emails, weave them in your messages to really bring a positive energy to your language, because I'm a bit of a self-confessed word nerd, as I think Sally may have told you, where the language that we use, the way we the energy that comes from behind our words, it's a very, very hypnotic way of hypnotic way of communicating with each other, using words that compel and draw people to you. And so on my website, you'll find at wayforwardsolutions.com, as you said, 1,200 powerful positive words to download, plus a really popular recording I did of how to say no without saying no. One of the things that a lot of women struggle with.
Men too. So am I allowed to log on and have a look and use those powerful words and phrases as well?
I would love it if you did, Mark, really. I think you're doing pretty well as it is.
Well, I try.
I've heard you, absolutely. And I was going to have a bit of a giggle with you with the the words of today's song because they've been playing in my head and even I don't know them and I haven't got the 9 minutes.
Well, I said, well, I've got the answer and the winner coming up in a second, so you'll be fine.
Put me out of my misery. But no, I would really encourage you. That's a given, that they're just there. And I was sending out these words every day for 2 or 3 years to just a small group of people, and my business has grown to the extent that these words go out all over the world now, and they help people. So please grab those.
Okay, we'll have a little look. Kay, thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Good to talk to you. Okay. Kay White, local author and businesswoman running her own business. And those key words, those phrases, www.wayforwardsolutions.com, wayforwardsolutions.com on this International Women's Day today. Women come a long way in the UK and in other parts of the world, but still a lot of inequalities around the world when you start looking about. So International Women's Day still going strong, 101 years old today.